Hi, guys. Back on Two Thirds Radio. Let's pick up now with, oh, boy. Excuse me. Something else that we would expect from an asteroidal impact is the next plague, boils. These boils could have been the result of disease being spread from the cattle, or it could have come from, you know, insect bites or from the insects, you know, carrying disease, whatever. But boils is something we would expect. How about the next one that followed? A powerful thunder and hail storm, which itself was followed by another plague of darkness over the land of Egypt. Interestingly enough, archaeologist William F. Albright found an ancient water trough in El Arish in Egypt bearing hieroglyphs that describe a period of prolonged darkness in ancient Egypt, apparently confirming the biblical account. Darkness, guys, would also ensue from an asteroidal impact because, again, like I said, you'd get all of this dust in the upper atmosphere, you know, primarily red dust, which caused the red rain or the bloody rain to fall. And that dust, much of it still suspended high up in the upper atmosphere, would block out the sun. And so, yeah, you got this horrific darkness that hung over the land. The tenth and final plague, the death of all the firstborn, believe it or not, would also be something that you would expect to result from a celestial catastrophe in ancient Egypt. Now, some might say, wait a minute, how is that possible? Well, check this out. What probably happened, guys, here is that foodstuffs became poisoned during the plague of darkness, either by locusts or the black mold Chetosporium. And after this period of darkness, the firstborn, always being favored in ancient Egypt, would have been given priority with surviving remaining food rations. Again, this was, you know, ancient Egyptian custom at the time. Thus, all the firstborn would have been the ones to die from the contamination. Naturally, after seeing the effects of this food poisoning on the firstborn, the others in each household would have refrained from eating the toxic morsels. But there you go, guys. Every one of those plagues can be explained in the context of a celestial-type calamity. And it all corresponds with this date of the mid-17th century or late 17th century B.C., 1628 B.C. It's believed by many scholars that the famous Thera or Santanini eruption in the Mediterranean had also taken place at this same time. If so, this would actually explain the pillar of cloud by day and fire by night that the Israelites followed after leaving Egypt, you know, in the wilderness there. This would have been the eruption cloud ejected by Thera, this volcano. And it turns out, in order for this cloud to have been seen from this distance by the Israelites, it would have needed to be about 24 miles high, yet most scientists today agree that this plume was most likely at least 30 miles in height, 6 miles higher than what it needed to be seen from this perspective. So again, even that seems to coincide with a disaster of this nature. And that eruption probably was spawned by the same impact that spawned all these other catastrophic events. You know, the whole Earth's crust would have been disrupted. A massive impact like that would have set off shock waves and, you know, set off earthquakes and volcanic eruptions in various parts of the world. But here we go. We have an explanation now for this pillar of fire and cloud. Cloud of smoke. All right, guys. Something else can be explained in this context from the biblical record. We'll get to that when we get back. Stick with us.
Listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Okay, guys, back on Truth Hurts Radio. Here's something else that seems to be accounted for by this calamity that struck at this time. The parting of the Red Sea. We would expect from a, you know, an asteroidal impact, a tsunami, especially, you know, if it occurred in the ocean somewhere, maybe out in the Mediterranean or something, that would have spawned, you know, the Santorini to explode, or Thera. And it would have, you know, anytime there's a tsunami, what happens, of course, is before the tsunami strikes, the water actually is drawn back significantly out to sea. And you know, this is what happened 4 years ago with the tsunami there in the Pacific. A lot of people, especially kids, you know, they thought, oh, wow, cool, the water backed way out, you know, so they were actually running out toward the ocean, which is, of course, the worst thing to do because, you know, you're running right into the mouth of the beast, so to speak. And so apparently this could explain what happened with the parting of the Red Sea. It turns out that you know, certain areas of the Red Sea actually have, you know, raised areas of land, like, you know, natural bridges. They happen to be underwater today, but if the water level was to suddenly drop, you could walk across the sea there, across these natural land bridges. So it appears that's what happened, is the water level withdrew, you know, lowered, dropped. The Israelites had crossed this natural land bridge, and then later the waters came flushing back in suddenly, and that's what wiped out the Egyptians. You know, some people might say,
Oh, no, 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 no. Now you're denying that God did that, that God did that, that...
No, he didn't. I'll tell you right now, no, he didn't. I can prove it biblically. Anybody wants to read up on this, you can go to lulu.com and just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, and you'll see my book, Does God Destroy? Or you can order it from me, you know, if money's a factor. Just email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com and I'll send you the you know, as an attachment file. But if you think God destroys, if you think he was sitting there just waiting with his arms folded to wipe out the Egyptians, you're half the reason why mainstream organized religion is so evil and corrupt. They portray God as an angry, vengeful destroyer, which is what Satan himself is. I don't understand how people can worship a God that they claim is loving, but yet is sitting there with his arms folded, waiting to zap you at any given moment when you mess up. That's pretty sad. That's a pathetic, schizophrenic God, if you ask me. But then again, these same people believe in the Trinity, which is also a schizophrenic God, so I guess that makes sense. Oh, you gotta love these deceptions, boy. There's no end to them. Anyway, let's go on to the next calamity. This one was 1159 B.C., the next date that we arrive at from the, you know, the ice core and tree ring data. The ice cores show extremely high levels of acidity for this year, and the tree rings indicate an abnormal period of growth. In fact, this year and the several that followed it show the least amount of growth as recorded in the tree rings altogether, indicating an unusually cold climate in Ireland. But things appear to have been the reverse for Turkey at this same time and its surrounding regions. For growth rings in oak trees there for this same period denote a huge spurt in growth, indicating that the catastrophe under consideration here must have caused, you know, massive rainfall in this area. Different areas would be affected in different ways. But nevertheless, there was a change there, you know, climate change there for this same date. A familiar repeating pattern, of course, emerged in the political world at this time. We see that there was much discord in China. The mandate of heaven was once again suspended, as I mentioned before, this time under the Shang dynasty. There were upheavals in Greece, Turkey, and almost all of the Middle East, except for Mesopotamia, resulting in the end of the Bronze Age. Egypt had its troubles too, of course, at the same time. It was severely weakened by the attacks of armed refugees, enough so that the new kingdom soon collapsed internally. Once again, we find, you know, political turmoil coinciding with these natural catastrophes. Presumably, it was to this same disaster that David the psalmist was referring when he penned these words in the Psalms. This is from Psalm 18, verses 7 to 9 and 11 to 15, if you're taking notes. But listen to this description David gave. Obviously, he's describing a natural calamity emanating from the heavens. He said, "Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he, God, was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, and it devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, thick clouds passed. Hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, that stones and coals of fire had fallen. Yea, he sent out his arrows," probably meteors, and scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the waters were seen. The seabed, apparently, is what he's referring to here. You know, the sea withdrew. A reference to, the early stages of a tsunami, probably. And the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of thy breath of thy nostrils. Again, this is all being attributed here to God, but, as you'll see if you get my book, Does God Destroy? You'll see it isn't God at all. It's just natural calamities that were attributed to him that he sometimes attributed to his own self, but he had nothing to do with it. He just let these things happen. Speaking further of this time, the Hebrew scriptures state, and this is from 2 Samuel 21, this is from the same time period, there was a famine in the days of David, 3 years, year after year. And then it says, the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, and there died of the people 70,000 men. Notice, this is all making reference to a calamity or a series of calamities spawned by something going on in the heavens. The heavens were involved. Great, dark, and thick clouds. All of this would be expected. It even talked about stones hailing from the skies. All of this would be expected from an asteroidal type impact. A Chinese text from this same period states, quote, the earth emitted yellow fog. The sun was dimmed. 3 suns appeared. Frosts in July, the 5 cereals, or grain crops, withered. Therefore, famine occurred. Interesting. Notice 3 suns. Multiple suns were seen. There were, probably 2 different bodies that came hurtling through the atmosphere and crashed into the earth, resulting in all these calamities. Isn't it interesting, guys, that you don't hear mention of this at all when you take courses on ancient world history? Well, again, that is starting slightly to change. There are some professors who are paying attention to this stuff. But for the most part, this stuff is entirely omitted. It's not discussed. And yet, evidence of calamities of this nature abound in the historical record. They write it all off. It's unbelievable. Speaking of multiple suns, there's a Babylonian stone carving, cuneiform script. There's cuneiform associated with it, but it's actually a carving in this stone stela that also shows 2 suns in the sky, just like the Akkadian stela that I mentioned a little while ago. This carving depicts these 2 suns next to the crescent moon. This Babylonian work dates to, again, roughly the same time period, about 1100 B.C., the very time frame of the catastrophe that we're now discussing here. So again, we have yet more confirmation. The Chinese said that there were, 3 suns. Here we see 2 different objects. Maybe they only saw 2 and the Chinese saw 3. Who knows? But in any case, the same reference to multiple suns. It's amazing how all these data from different parts of the world all correspond all at the same time, pointing, again, to the same event. We now come to our next date, 207 B.C., for the next catastrophe, again, corroborated by the tree rings and the ice core data. And here again, we find political turmoil associated with this event. In China, once again, the mandate of heaven was suspended. This is the third time now we find this in the records, and each one of them corresponding with one of these catastrophic occurrences. This time it was under the Qin dynasty. Great discontent arose as the entire country was plunged into oppressive starvation, brought on again by this disaster. Thus, the reigning king was overthrown by a new one, initiating the Han dynasty. As one Chinese record from this period noted, quote, the stars were lost from view for 3 months. Here again, we have the darkening of the skies because of the dust that was thrown into the upper atmosphere. All right, guys, stick with us. Short break. Be right back. Lose the love I knew, safely
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, back to Truth Hurts Radio. Continuing on here with this discussion of the 207 BC calamity. At this very time, as related by the Irish annals, there was a devastating die-off of cattle in the land. The land of the Celts. This was particularly problematic for them because cattle, of course, at that time had served as their main source of food and income. So this is a major calamity that had struck. According to the Roman historian Livy, two suns had appeared in the sky in 206 BC. Here we go again with those multiple suns thing again. This second sun was so bright, we're told, that it could be seen in the daytime. He also reported that strange lights were seen in the evening sky 2 years later in 204 BC. Other Roman historians reported showers of stones falling from the sky a year earlier in 205 BC. So clearly there was a lot going on astronomically during this period and creating havoc the world over. By the way, when I said a year earlier from 204, that would be 205, because don't forget, BC, you count backwards. It's confusing for some people. But okay, let's go on to the next recorded disaster. This one is from 44 BC. Again, the tree ring and ice core data point to a time of catastrophe at this time. And in addition to these physical evidences, as always, we also have historical records to corroborate this data. Plutarch tells that after Caesar's death, quote, there were earthquakes and the obscuration of the sun's rays, for during all that year its orb rose pale and without radiance. So again, we have this darkening of the skies corresponding with one of these disasters. The same symptoms keep occurring over and over and over in association with these events. Virgil stated that also after Caesar's death, quote, that often we saw Mount Etna flooding out from her burst furnaces, boiling over the Cyclopean fields, and whirling forth balls of flame and molten stones. So again, we have another instance here of a volcanic eruption resulting from an asteroidal type impact, just like Thera or Santorini, which we mentioned before. Or is it Santorini? I forget. Is it Santorini or Santorini? I don't know. Anyway, Thera. Chinese records talk of a red daylight comet in May and June of this same year. This color, of course, would have been the result of dust in the upper atmosphere. It was also recorded that six consecutive grain harvests had failed in China beginning in this year. So for 6 years, this dust in the upper atmosphere, making the comet look a reddish color, had ruined agriculture. By 43 BC, a year later, Chinese texts stated that it snowed in the equivalent of, our April, and that frost had killed the mulberries. The sun was also said to have been pale blue in color, and it cast no shadows because its light was so dulled. Again, from dust in the upper atmosphere. By October of 43 BC, according to these same Chinese records, the sun seemed to be shining normally in the sky. Things had appeared to return back to normal. However, by the spring of 42 BC, the sun, moon, and stars again appeared veiled and indistinct. So maybe the cloud of dust had circulated and, come back again, or maybe there was another subsequent impact, who knows? But this whole period was, marked by a lot of dust in the sky. The next one we arrive at, guys, is 536 AD. The next significant date for another obvious impact. In Ireland at this time, the grain crop had failed on two occasions, in 536 and 538, bringing about mass starvation in both Ireland and England. Chinese chronicles of this era tell of a widespread famine. It was also at this time, notice there were famines both in East Asia and in England and Ireland. It was also at this time that the Emperor of China had ordered the abandonment of the imperial capital, Luoyang, in the year 534. This was followed by the political collapse of northern China in 535 and the economic and social chaos of southern China during the decade of the 540s AD. Looking to Mexico, we find disease and famine hitting hard there at this same time, which led to the collapse of the city of Teotihuacan in Mexico City. The Mayan civilization also suffered a major setback at this time, not picking up again until about 550 AD. Kind of went into hibernation, if you will, during that period. All right, guys, quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, folks, back here on Truth Hurts Radio. So we just talked about Mexico and the problems there that arose from this calamity. Now let's go to, back to Europe. We find that there was much contention going on in the religious world at this time in Europe. In the year 538, for example, the Goths were driven out of Rome, ending a long period of contention between Arianism and the Roman Catholic Church, or the Church in Rome. It wasn't really called the Catholic Church then. But so we see much turmoil. And why? Because, again, during crises like this, it's a good time to overthrow your enemies. You know, there's so much chaos and confusion to begin with, and in the midst of all that chaos, it's much easier to take control of a political and or religious system, a rival power, in the ensuing chaos. This is why, whenever there's a natural disaster, all the creeps come out of the woodwork, and people that you wouldn't ordinarily think of as creeps, they bust into places and steal stuff. Well, sometimes it's a necessity. If you're starving, you got kids to feed. I don't actually have a problem with that. But, I mean, when they start breaking into people's houses and, chaos breaks loose, that's when there's a real problem. But I'm just illustrating the point. This is what happens in a crisis. And so we see all these political breakdowns, these governmental overthrows during these calamities. So let's move on now. Speaking in reference to the year 540 AD, Procopius, a Byzantine author of this period, stated that, quote, "During this year, a most dread portent took place, for the sun gave forth its light without brightness, and it seemed exceedingly like the sun in eclipse, for the beams it shed were not clear." Once again, how many times have we seen this today in all the writings we've cited going back thousands of years? All in association with these same dates, corroborated by the tree ring data and the ice core data, we see the same thing in all these ancient annals talking about the sun darkening. Because again, an impact will do this. It'll put dust in the upper atmosphere, either completely blocking out or severely dimming the sun's brightness. Another Byzantine chronicler, John Malalas, wrote about an obvious tsunami that had occurred at the same time. He said the sea advanced on Thrace by 4 miles and covered it in the territories of Odysseus and Dionysophilus, and also Aphrodisian. Many were drowned in the waters. By God's command, the sea then retreated to its own place. Notice once again how they throw in "by God's command." But, you know, God obviously had nothing to do with this. And so it is, guys, in Old Testament times, calamities are often attributed to God taking out vengeance. It's not what's happening at all. But, that's another story. You want to get my book. I was going to do a show on that topic at one point if I was on RBN for a longer duration of time. But again, anybody who wants to read up on that, you can request it from me if you want. I'll send it to you. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. I think it's a very important book. Anyone who's religiously inclined, or even if you're not religiously inclined, find out that you really don't have any reason for claiming that the God of the Bible is angry and vengeful, because the Bible actually doesn't teach that, even though many of God's professed followers do. God is not schizophrenic. He doesn't throw temper tantrums saying he loves you 1 minute and the next minute stamps his feet and, you know, sends fire down from heaven to devour you. The Bible does use terms like that, but that's not what's actually going on, and I prove it from the Bible if you want to read up on that. Anyway, John Lytus, also writing about this same period, about this same disaster, recorded these words. He said, "The sun became dim for nearly the whole year, so that the fruits were killed at an unseasonable time. Sorry. So here we have it again. All of these writers telling the same thing from different locations. This disaster was widespread, and it inflicted the same kind of devastation everywhere. And, you know, the sun being darkened. Once again, how in the world can mainstream academia have the gall to ignore this stuff? I hope you guys find this as interesting as I do, or at least half as interesting. This stuff fascinates me. This is portraying, with a wealth of evidence, a completely different picture of history than anything we see in our mainstream textbooks. A lot more has gone on in the past, just like a lot more is going on in the present, than what the authorities want us to know. Don't think for one moment they don't know either. Maybe not, you know, a lot of the professors. They're just as dumbed down in many cases as the people that they're dumbing down. That, you know, they're just passing on the same watered-down education that they received. But at the highest levels, our little globalist friends who control all of this, they know what's going on. They don't want us to know. They just want us dumbed down, period, regardless what the motive is in hiding stuff like this. They just want people in ignorance, guys. Just like in the Middle Ages, they wanted people in ignorance. Did it really matter if the earth was round or flat? Did it really make a difference? No, it was just power. They wanted to control what you believed. That's all there is to it. They wanted you in ignorance about everything. And pride fits in there too. They had been teaching it for so long, they're not going to admit they're wrong now. Anyway, continuing on. Cassiodorus of Italy had penned this account, similar to the ones we've been reading. This is from, again, the same period. The sun seems to have lost its wanted light and appears of a bluish color. Now, usually we get a reddish color, but this is two different documents now talking about a bluish color. The dust must have been of a different nature, maybe a different type of asteroidal type body. We marvel to see no shadows of our bodies at noon, to feel the mighty vigor of the sun's heat wasted into feebleness, and the phenomenon which accompanied an eclipse prolonged through almost a whole year. In other words, it appeared to be like an eclipse. The sun was so darkened out. And yet, this went on for almost a year, again, because of this dust in the upper atmosphere. Then he goes on to say, we have had a summer without heat. The crops have been chilled by north winds. The rain is denied. Just like what we have seen many other times around the world with these other, similar disasters. Another chronicler, Michael the Syrian, reflecting back, wrote, the sun became dark, and its darkness lasted for 18 months. Each day it shone for about 4 hours, and still this light was only a feeble shadow. The fruits did not ripen, and the vine tasted like sour grapes. Pardon the redundancy here, but I'm hoping you can see by quoting all these different sources that there's an abundance of evidence, all pointing in the same direction. And yet, once again, this stuff is ignored. This isn't even taught as an interesting, curious side note in history classes. It's pathetic, guys. As was mentioned earlier, we actually have an eyewitness account on record of this exact same event that occurred at this time. I made reference earlier in the show to Roger of Wendover, who described, as you may recall, the appearance of a comet in France, or Gaul as he called it, as it was once known, that rained blood and inflicted death upon those in the region. I mentioned that in reference, to the Egyptian plagues, the sea turning to blood. So here we go. He was talking about this particular disaster at this date, the 6th century. Similarly, we have this statement made by Zechariah of Mytilene. Sounds like a drug. He said, in the month of December of 538-39, a great and terrible comet appeared in the sky at evening time for 100 days. So once again, there's no question that this calamity, these series of events, were associated with the appearance of a comet, something striking the earth. Another area afflicted by this calamity was India, for it was about this time, around 540 AD, that the Gupta dynasty, a period marked by superior cultural and artistic brilliance, had come to an abrupt end. And finally, in reference to this same 6th century calamity, we have an unusual phenomenon witnessed at the time, a brightly glowing night sky that lasted for months on end, obviously the result of dust high up in the atmosphere that was probably, intermittently illuminated by the moon's light. Commenting on this spectacle, Mercu's Life of Patrick, i.e. St. Patrick, of the 6th century, it's a 6th century Irish saga, had this to say. I just love how all of these quotes, back each other up. And we got a caller, so after I read this short quote, we'll go to our caller. Here's what he wrote. For on that day of his, meaning St. Patrick's, death, no night fell. Evening did not send the darkness which carries the stars. The people of Ulaid say that to the end of the year in which he departed, the darkness of the nights was never as great as before. Now compare this with a parallel phenomenon occurring in the wake of the 1908 Tunguska event, an apparent cometary impact in Siberia. As the 1976 book, The Fire Came By, that's the name of the book, here's what it had to say. The sky throughout Europe was strangely bright. Throughout the United Kingdom, it was possible to play cricket and read newspapers by the glow from the night sky. Photographs were taken at midnight or later with exposures of about a minute. So you didn't have pitch darkness at all. There was an illumination of the sky, obviously from debris that was hovering high up in the upper atmosphere that was being illuminated, again, probably by the moon's light, maybe even backscattered light from the sun, who knows. But in any case, here we have corroboration of what was described having taken place, you know, way back when, in 536. So, you know, once again, you guys want the transcripts for this, just email me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And I'll tell you, look this over. This stuff is fascinating. And then ask your history professor why this isn't being taught in our colleges and universities. All right, let's go to our caller, Don in Ohio. How's it going, Don?
Pretty good. I haven't heard you mention Zeitgeist yet, or Zeitgeist. Have you mentioned that yet?
I think I've made reference to it. Overall, it's a good film. I don't agree with some of its summations or conclusions, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah, they didn't get into the whole thing about Easter. You know, I'd like to see one more. You know, because there was like about four different topics in it and stuff like that, and they did deal on Christianity a little bit, but they needed to do one more on the origins of Easter and, you know, get into the how the Christmas tree came about and, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's all ancient paganism, no doubt.
Chance that you can get somebody, you know, one of the producers or something like that on there and get into it a little bit more deeper.
Yeah, well, I don't have any more guests planned. You know, I'm going to be finished with RBN for now anyway, a week from tomorrow.
Why is that?
I guess you didn't hear. No, I'm leaving broadcasting for a little while. I got some, you know, finances I need to get straightened out. But yeah, I do plan to come back at a future date. And, yeah, maybe I can look into getting them on then.
Okay, well, good luck with you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yep, you too. Yeah, Zeitgeist is a really good a good film. Like I said, I just don't agree. You know, this is the problem is, you know, some people will make discoveries like that and they'll run off with it and draw the conclusion that, you know, God doesn't exist and the whole Bible's a fraud. And, you know, I certainly don't go along with that. It's amazing that I actually managed to get a theology degree and not draw that conclusion, because that's usually what it does to people. you get a theology degree and you wind up becoming an atheist. But, and you know, it's understandable why. I mean, why would people, this is how pathetic organized religion is, you know, why would people want to believe in God anymore when they see how corrupt these people that supposedly represent them are? But once you realize they don't represent them, then there's no confusion. A lot of people, though, unfortunately, don't reach that conclusion. They wind up giving up on religion altogether. Or on God altogether. They should give up on religion, but not God. But anyway, you know, the globalists want nothing more than that. They want you to forget the whole idea of God, you know, not to believe in God at all. That would suit them just fine. They want you to lose loyalty to parents, loyalty to your country, you know, patriotism, loyalty to God, anything that's holding you back from worshiping them as your absolute, uncontested masters. Anyway, the final date that we'll look at, and there's a lot more to this I'm obviously not going to get around to today, but like I said, you know, I request the transcripts, and for example, I wanted to go into the long day mentioned in Joshua. Believe it or not, there's a lot of other ancient records from around the world that corroborate that story. There was this apparent long day where the sun didn't move in the sky for... And I go into an explanation, scientific explanation, as to how that could have been possible. I'm not going to get around to that. But the final date, as far as corroboration from, tree ring data and ice core data go, the final date we arrive at, recorded in those mediums, is 1178 AD, relatively recent. you know, this is only about 8 centuries ago, and this appears to have been the last major crisis of this sort. So we've gone 800 years now. We're actually due for another one. It was in this year that a dramatic increase in reported sightings of comets had occurred in Europe. The same was true in China, where records there stated that a phenomenal 10 times the amount of usual sightings of comets was witnessed around the year 1150. According to, and you know, obviously the Earth must have passed through a heavily populated region of floating debris, orbiting debris around the sun. Apparently one of these pieces at least did strike the Earth and create a calamity. We'll talk some about that, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm going to try to squeeze as much as I can here in the last few minutes, but we're talking about this last catastrophe recorded in the tree ring and ice core data from 1178 AD. According to the legends of New Zealand's Maoris, fire had fallen from the heavens around this same time, burning up the forests and killing off many of the large flightless moa birds. There's actually a set of craters in this same region known as the Tepnui craters, which date to around 1200 AD, the same time period. Additionally, there's also been found black soot in geological samples from the area that support the claim of forest fires having occurred there. Again, you know, from the fires that had fallen, quote, from the heavens. So, once again, more and more data corroborating the veracity of this event. And yet, once again, we have mainstream academia totally ignoring this stuff. It's just amazing. During this same epoch, guys, there was a massive amount of emigration across Polynesia. The pre-Incan civilization of Peru had vanished, and the Aztecs had relocated from the place they called Aztlan, probably located in or near modern-day Mazatlan on the Pacific coast. They relocated to the higher altitude of the Valley of Mexico, possibly to escape tsunamis, you know, from the impact, or, you know, just to go to move to a warmer, more hospitable climate. Meanwhile, over in China, things weren't any better off there either. The weather had become unusually severe, resulting in the Yellow River catastrophic flooding of 1194, which further resulted in the complete destruction of Kaifeng, the northern capital of the Song or Sung dynasty. Also, as a result of this disaster, the mouth of this same river had moved nearly 200 miles south. Because of all of this, the mandate of heaven once again was suspended, bringing this dynasty to a close. The fourth time we have a recording of this being done, you know, over, what, 3-4 millennia. Genghis Khan, at about this same time, said that he saw a sign in the sky, obviously the approaching comet or asteroid or whatever, that he understood as a signal that he was to lead the Mongol hordes out of their homeland and across Asia. I need to also mention, guys, that the Persian chronicler Al-Juwayni stated that the weather in Mongolia was so cold during this period, which lasted about two generations, that apples would not grow there at all. So, once again, all of this stuff coincides, and unfortunately there's a lot more to mention here, but again, there's just not enough time. But just request the transcripts, guys. I'll send this off to you. You know, this is fascinating. Hope you found it interesting as well. And anyway, guys, have a good day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. Another interesting topic. Hopefully my throat will be a little better. And we'll see you then. Take care.
Recent internet.